And today's daf is daf Nun Dalet. And we're holding at the bottom of the garden on Ahmed Beis. Nafal letocho shor v'chelav nishtablu. So the next thing that we had in our Mishnah is that if into this bor a shor falls together with the kelim that are normally on a shor, and the kelim break, you're potter. Chamor falls with the bags that are usually on the chamor and they tear, you're potter. Now matitin delokar Rabbi Yehuda, clearly this Mishnah is stam, that says that we understand that kelim or potter no bor is not like Rabbi Yehuda, we already saw earlier. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev al niske kelim b'bor, as the Braita says, you are chayev on kelim. Now, what's the makor for this entire idea? My time at the Rabbanan, they say, since the Torah talks about ki yichra ish bor v'nafal sham ashor o chamor, so what we darshan is specifically a shor, but not a human, a chamor and not kelim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, well, that would be very nice if it said shor v'chamor, but since it says now shor o chamor, since and would always mean either or, the o is kavikatomia, and whatever, and, or anything. The rabbotet akelim, the rabbanon say, no, what do you mean? If it would have said shor v'chamor, I might have thought that you need both a shor v'chamor to fall into the bar. So you have to say either or, so you need o. Rabbi Yehuda says, do you know anything about grammar? V'nafal. Did you ever hear v'nafal referring to a shor and a chamor? That's a lashon rabim. Then it would have said v'naflu. Why does it say v'nafal? So even if it hadn't said either or, I know from the verb that obviously it's singular. So either or by definition, shor or chamor. So l'chalek, I learned from the word v'nafal. And the rabbanan say that's not true. I can bring you plenty of examples where a singular is used for a group in which we want to imply that the two are part of a set. That's the point. How about the Asa Bezalel Moshe, the Aliyah? How about that? Uba Ha'ot Va'Mofet. Uba Ha'rivet Hadot. As Rashi brings all these examples. Okay, so that's not conclusive. Therefore, we say, oh, to make sure that you understand that it's either or. Let me ask you something, Sister Gemara. I mean, why don't we darshan this? It's a klal of prat. It sounds like a classic klal of prat. You say v'nafal, which would have been enough. I mean, whatever falls in your chayavan, that's a klal. Then you start saying, but I'm only referring to a shor or chamor. That's a prat. Now, a klal of prat, what's the rule in the klal al amashir but prat? Don't think when I say v'nafal, I know what you're thinking. You think anything that falls in? No. The din of a bor is limited to shor or chamor. Exactly the same way that shor and se has very specific alokas lagabe, the dinim of someone who steals them and sells it, or tobeah. Maybe over here there's a special halacha because of the common usage of a shor and a chamor, that the Torah is makbid to make sure that those things that are commonly around shouldn't fall into a bor. So maybe ain't the chlal al mashe b'prat, which means dafka shor v'chamor, but midi achrin alone. Well, no. You're only reading half the pasuk. When it continues on the pasuk to say bal habor yishalem, you're gonna pay. Malabor yishalem, which would mean you dig a bor, you're responsible. That's a klal. I don't care what it is. The balabor is always going to pay. So chazar v'klal. That means what we have is not a klal and a prat. What we actually have is a klal prat of klal. A klal prat of klal. The rule is yatadad elakein haprat. So if the prat is mifurash ba'alei chayim, now the examples that are given are of living organisms, then that means that the klal prat of klal would tell us living organisms, but not other things like kelim. So afko bale chayim. Now wait a minute. Living organisms is taking it too far. I mean, there's something unique about a shor v'chamor as opposed to other living organisms. For instance, suppose an ostrich on your ostrich farm. Where's our president when you need him? Suppose an ostrich on your ostrich farm falls right into this bor. Okay? And there goes the golden egg. So why don't we say, ma, prat, what's the real common denominator between a shor v'chamor? The fact that they're living organisms. I mean, come on. It's a lot more limited than that. A shor v'chamor is a davar shenivlatam etama b'magal b'masa. As opposed to birds, the mammals that are listed over here have in common the fact that the carcass is matame b'maga b'masa. A bird is not matame b'maga b'masa. The only way you're going to be tame from a bird is actually by, I mean, if it depends obviously what kind of bird. You have a special halacha of swallowing it. It's just betame, but certainly not b'magu b'masa. Sh'avko sh'givlata betame b'magu b'masa. So why don't we say, instead of saying all organisms, we should say dafka those things that are betame b'magu b'masa. Why would we include birds? Avlo fotlo. Let's say that birds are not included. Im Kain, says the Gemara, the bird is not matame, or it's matame and swallowing. So then, if that's all you want to tell me, why do you have to say a shor or a chamor? You could have just said one of those things, right? So you could have said, chat prata. Write one thing, and from there I would darshan everything similar to that one thing, whichever it was. Sure, okay. Just like a shor is a living organism, that is matame b'maga b'masa, so too all living organisms that are matame b'masa, but it's not enough to just be a living organism. Okay, tell me. Give me an example, all right? We got two things. What should it write? I nichtam. Let it write shor. I'll tell you what I would have concluded. If it writes shor, I would have said, well, what things are in common with shor? Well, it's alive. It's time of the magamasa, and it's kosher to be brought to the mizbeach. Only those kind of things. But certainly not a chamor. All right, that's the problem. Okay, so write chamor. Chamor is not kosher with mizbeach. All right, okay, let's see. So katabach when a chamor. All right, he katabach when a chamor. Now it should only say chamor. Ah, but a chamor is also unique now, isn't it? I would say, all things which are living organisms, in a time of a magma masa, and which are Kaddish Bibakora. It just happens to be that Chamor is a horrible example to bring, because it's the one thing of all the Beibot Tameyot that is Kaddish Bibakora. Oh my gosh, you should have said something simple, like a giraffe or a dinosaur, you know? So therefore I would have said, Dafka Kaddish Bibakora, in between a Kaddish Bibakora lo. So I have to say Shor v'Chamor, even if I want to get to the lowest common denominator being Mitanda the magma masa. Whoa. That's true. Yikes. What do I do now? I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is, again, what's the question? The question is, why don't we say we have a klal prater klal, and the klal prater klal should make you putter on ostriches. You're claiming that all balei chayav are chayav. Okay, we made a mistake. This is how Rashi understands it. Ela always means forget it. Meaning, let's turn our back on this idea of it's being a klal prater, klal prater klal, that was a mistake. Because in order to have a klal prater klal, you need to be able to be dorish, specifically klal. But we don't have a klal over here. Hamet yellow. It's not a klal. It's a ribui. It's telling me whatever I'm telling you before. If something is capable of having a carcass, you're chayav. Now forget about klal and prat. Don't come to the wrong conclusion. The way to look back on the mentioning of shor v'chamor is obviously specific drashot like shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim. But let's stop trying to analyze it as a klal prat or klal, because the moment I tell you that hamet yellow. So then it's clear that anything that is capable of being a medialo is going to be chayav, called the bar mita. Whatever can be dyed is considered to be included in bar. So it died in your bar. Now, wait a second over here. So now, bein l'rabbanan, dekabin bayit v'hu kelim. Look, the rabbanan say we need chamor v'lo kelim. I mean, last I heard, kelim don't die. So why, and now I understand why we need, and Balaam of Yehuda, who says that kelim are included, it's even worse. Because how did the kelim die? Whoever heard of a dead pitcher? So the Gemara, no, you're wrong. So let's read inside. Kelim. Kelim b'nei mitanina? So the Gemara, you're wrong. Shmiratan zohi mitatan. Have you ever heard of a dead phone? Have you ever heard of a dead computer? How does a computer die? This is a very, very profound nekuda, but it's actually a major text in Zen writing, this nekuda, the discussion about the wagon. Does a wagon exist?
Right?
Where the king attacks now the sage, who claims that he doesn't really exist. The king says, I see you're a liar, here I am, and you do exist. So he says, well, you know, you're a great king. How did you get here? I mean, how did I get here? I was in my wagon. A great king should lie? Tell me, what is this wagon? And he tries to break the wagon down into a reductionist. Is the wagon the wheels? No. Is the wagon the axle? No. So it goes through 20 different stages. No, it's not. Okay? The king is like, okay. Is it the interrelationship between the wheels and... Is that the wagon? No, that's also not the wagon, obviously. What he's trying to reach is that there's an emergent usage that comes to the wagon, so it's really the relationship that it has with you. So, in any event, I've now shown you that you're telling me you never got here either. So if you're ready to say that that's what the wagon is, then I have a right to say that I don't exist. That vision that you have of me is totally and completely abstract. You'll never be able to find it. Show me where me is, right? It's a very beautiful text. Very beautiful. Lovely done. But in any event, the Gemara is saying over an amazing thing. It's not only a computer that goes dead. That we take for granted. That where you have functions that are emergent functions, we naturally call it dead. Because we view that as essentially what's happening in life, right? This, nothing changed. The body is still here. It looks exactly the same, but somehow it doesn't work. So the things in it that I relate to as being able to come out of the interrelationship of it is gone. So it's dead. So the computer is still here. It's something. It's dead. My computer's dead. So this is an amazing thing, but that's true of the simplest kli. Because if you want to define what a picture is, what exactly are you going to define? The empty space of the picture, the material of this picture, and so on and so forth. The definition of any kli is essentially emergent, because it has to do with the way in which you're capable of relating to that which the kli is able to do. Otherwise, I will show you, here, what do you mean, it's the same kli? No, it's not the same kli, because now I pour water in it, the water pours out. So, tell me, what's the problem? It's exactly the same material. The geometric shapes are exactly the same. Explain to me what the problem is. So that means that whenever we talk about something being broken, we're really talking about it's dying. That's an amazing Gemara. So even though it strikes you as being, well, what do you mean, and it died? How does the kli die? The truth is that the only element of the kli that you'd be chayav on is the fact that the kli died. We're not concerned with anything else. It doesn't have to be lost in any way. It's dead. So the shviratan and zui mitatan. It's amazing how a little four words like can include an entire vision of reality. So I was thinking about, okay, now let me ask you something. This is all very nice because you're thinking about bor in this rather intuitive way. Something falls into a bor and it breaks. But according to Rav, I thought that the bor was all about gas. I mean, when was the last time you put a kli into a gas chamber and expect it to kill it? You know, you're going to put a pitcher into poisonous gas and the pitcher will now be dead. I mean, how far are we going to take this little metaphor of death of pitchers? So according to Rav, who says that the only chiyuv of bor is for the hevel of the bor and not for the chabato. So then, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. What are we talking about kalim for? Kalim cannot be affected by a bor. So, but what do you mean? They broke at the smithereens. No, no, no. That has nothing to do with the bor. Torah is not mechayev you for the ground on the bottom of the bor. Torah is mechayev you for the fall into the bor. So how in the world, I mean, as long as the kli's got a good parachute, I mean, what's the problem? Or if you've got plenty of things on the bottom to break the fall, you have a feathered bottom. So what would be the problem? So Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda. Why are we discussing kalim and making fools out of ourselves? Kalim b'nei havalan, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to gas the kalim. Says Gemara, yes, absolutely. If you have a brand new kli that is fresh out of the kiln, then by changing the atmospheric pressure or the gases around it, you can cause it, before it hardens, you can cause it to crack. So it will now attempt now to equalize the pressure with whatever's been trapped inside. It'll be mafki mavalan. So that would be the case. So what would be the din if a brand new kli falls into a bor, which is, it's all cushioned, but nonetheless it breaks from the very fact that the bor has hevel in it. So now what? Are you chayav or potter? You told me I don't have to address that? Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda addresses it his way, the Rabbanan address it their way. Either you're chayav or you're potter, but it certainly needs addressing. You're telling me Hamed Yelo is coming to tell me a klal that anything that is bar mita, That's an awfully big leap. I mean, I have a much simpler explanation of what Vamed Yelo, without getting all abstract about it, sir, and that is Rava's Drasha. Remember Rava's Drasha. What is Vamed Yelo? To tell me that a sharp Sulei HaMukdashim is not included because the mate will not be his, since he's not going to be able to use the sharp Sulei HaMukdashim once it's dead, because the Torah only gave it to you la'achila. So we need it for Rava's Drasha, Demar Rava's sharp Sulei HaMukdashim, Shenafala Bor Patur, Shenemar Vamed Yelo, B'mish Amed Shelo, Yatzadze, She'en Amed Shelo. Ella or Makra, you're right. Okay, fine. You know what? It's not all that important because it's the same thing. There's one pasuk that follows up on the fall into the bor, the same pasuk Vamet Yelo, which says, Kesev Yashiv Labalav Vamet Yelo, right? Okay. Now that Kesev Yashiv Labalav says, if there's a Baalim, then the Balabor is going to pay. That's what it says. So that would have included anything, any Balchai, any Kli. All the Torah needs to say is, you want a bor? Kiyichrish bor? Kesev yeshiv labala. What's the rest of the discussion, for God's sake? Oh, so there, I ask you, so if that's the case, called the balim, what's your natural conclusion? Anything. For that matter, even a human. I mean, you're telling me that a human can't sue for ownership of his body? I mean, we find this concept all the time. Ella, so that afilu kelim vadam nami. Ah, now you're talking, honey. We're back to the drasha. That's how we started. Now you're happy. That's it. You've driven me crazy for this entire amud to try to figure out why I need to get the chamor. Now you understand. We don't have a klal prat. We don't have a klal prat of klal. We have a riboy that tells us don't look at this in terms of klal prat. Let's look at it in terms of analyzing each word for whatever the drusha value is of that word. And we say, that's what it's coming to tell me. Not Adam, not Kalim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who is Marba Kalim from O. How does he explain the inclusion of chamor? Because he's not using chamor for anything. Is he? So according to Rav Yehuda, it was Marba Kalim. So I sure, okay. He also goes along with our drasha. Should be Shalom Asher. Okay, I will. The Shora is all Shalom. Memayit be Adam. But the Chamor, what does he use the Chamor for? Maika Memayit be. Understand what it is that we're doing with that Chamor. Says Rava, look, you know something? There is a well-known issue. Two well-known issues that we do not have a satisfactory conclusion about, and which will have to be left for future generations. One of them is what in the world Chamor would come to tell me by Bar, according to Rebuta. Nobody's ever figured that out. And the other one is that when the Torah talks about l'kol avedat achicha, it mentions Chamor, and Shor, and Seh, and Salma. Now the Gemara in Bar Metzia goes through every one of those, but comes up with no usage for the word Seh, which wouldn't have been included in the other pratim. That question of what a chamor is doing by bor and what Seh is doing by aveda, according to everybody, is a question that has not yet been properly satisfied. That is the divrei hakol. That's akasha. And to use that to say we don't understand the sugya at all. I mean, we've been willing to put up for centuries with the problem of Seh by aveda. We'll put up for a little bit longer with the problem of chamor with Rav Yehuda. But one day, you never know, that little Daf Yomi in the old city may come up with a solution.
You don't
say. Weird piece of Gemara. If a shor, I mean, inside the what does that mean? Usually we say, shor cheir shotavika would mean a shor that belongs to a cheir shotavika. I mean, is that what it means over here? What do you mean when you say a shor cheir shotavika in your pot? You mean a shor that belongs to a cheirish? A shor shel cheresh, a shor shel shoter, a shor shel katan. So what are you saying? The only shor you're chayav for is if it's a kid's shor, or some retard shor. But if it belongs to a normal person, there's no din of paying back a normal person. Is that what you're saying? Come on, man. A shor shel pikeach is patur. Says Rabbi Yochanan, guys, I'm sorry, you're going to have to bite the bullet. It means a shor that is a cheresh, a shor that is a shoter, a shor that is a katan. That's what it's referring to. Ah, so come on, man. What are you trying to tell me? That if the shore is a normal shore, then you're putter. You're telling me the din of a shore and a bore is only where the shore is a retard. This is outrageous. How can it mean that? A shore should be keach patur? Wow, nah, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. Of course it doesn't mean that. It means even a shore that's a cheresh, even a shore that's a shoteh. I mean, look, you might have said, the Balabor says, look, I mean, any reasonable animal, this is not a dangerous obstacle. No animal would come near this thing. So we say to him, ah, but this animal did, this animal did, this animal is a nut. This animal jumps off a cliff. He thinks he's Spider-Man. Obviously, I'm mukhuya for Spider-Man. What are you kidding? Comes along the turret to say, you're even mukhuya for Spider-Man, sure. That's what it means. But obviously, you're chayav. I mean, so that's what it would be saying. Kamashman says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, even that kind of shor is chayav because you should not have a pit in a place where a shor can fall into it. So let's see that inside. What it's saying is lo mi boy kam. I might have thought, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, lo mi boy kam. Lo mi boy shor. Not only would I say, okay, I understand that I'm chayav when a normal shor falls in, that he's chayav, but a shor that is a cheresh or a shor that's a shoteve katan, over there maybe the owner of the bor could say, look, it was harshuto gormalo or katnuto gormalo. I mean, am I supposed to think that a guy's going to let out this weird Spider-Man shore or a shore that's not yet intelligent enough to walk down the street without falling into a bore? Kamash Malan, Velipatern, I should be part of Kamash Malan, that even that shore is high. Normally, Ravachal Ravina said Ravachal Ravina, well, it's a good shot, but once again, it's up against the unfortunate reality of a braita that says, Ve'atanya, Nafalatocho Bardat Patur. So that means that if an intelligent, I mean, I assume when it says a bardat, it means an intelligent shor. No, I mean, not an intelligent human. So my love, shor bardat. No, he says, it's talking about an adam was a bardat. Oh, man. So in other words, only an intelligent adam huda patur. But you're saying, if the adam is retarded, then you're chayev on a bor. Alav ben dadra. If he's a katan, you're chayev. I thought we dashed from the pasuk, shor velo adam. I mean, the pasuk doesn't distinguish between retarded bnei adam or ktanim or whatever. It just says humans are not subject to chayavan and borot. So how could it be referring? I don't understand. Bardat is not referring to a individual. It's referring to the genotype, the species, which is a bardat. Meaning, if it's another way of saying, if a human falls into a bor, you're potter. It doesn't matter whether this particular human is a bardat. That's what it means. So my bardat mean bardat. Oh, Rabbi Yirmiyah, you're getting very creative. I see we're going to have to take out the heavy artillery. Okay, here's the final death shot. You ready? Are you sitting down? Vatanya. Nafala tocho shor ben dat patur. Your wiggle room is gone, all right? So let's, again, bite the bullet for heaven's sakes. The deal is a shor that's a ben dat, your patur on an abor. Elam arava, whoa, that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. A shor, which is a cheresh, yuchayavan. A shor v'hu shote. A shor v'hu katan. Indeed, only dafka those are yuchayavan in a bor. Avo shor shu pikeach, the owner of the bor is patur. Why? You tell this shore, why don't you look where you're going instead of falling into my bar? So once again, it's the social contract that is the definer of the interior. I know I took a chance, but on the other hand, when you let your shore out, you take a chance. Now, the reason you took a chance is because your shore is an intelligent shore. It does not wander away. It does not jump off of cliffs. And does not go skydiving like those bardasses do, but actually lives intelligently. So what's he doing in the bottom of my pit? Get him out of there. Tanya Nami. Hachi, indeed, the Braita makes it very clear. Nafalitocho, a guy digs a bore, and a shor, which is a cheresh, or a shote, or a katar, it's blind. Okay, so you couldn't see it, or for that matter, it's a regular shor, but it's the middle of the night, and there's no lighting at my bore, so it's a bahalik balayla. In all of those cases, it's chayiv. But if the shor is a pikeach, and it's the middle of the day, there's absolutely no reason why you should have fallen into a bor. In that case, you would be patur. That is the bottom line. Absolutely. Like all of the story of the Mazikim, it's the interrelationship between the usage that is made of Rishut HaRabim and the risks that are taken by those who use it against the dangers of Rishut HaRabim and the responsibility that is taken by those who misuse it. And that's how it goes. And we are now ready for your pronouncing. Now, there are many places where the Torah mentions a particular animal, and yet the din that is applicable to that animal actually includes every type of animal that there would be. And so, therefore, says our Mishnah, Echad shor v'yechad kol behemah, a shor is only used as a model for every other kind of animal when it comes to the dinim of bor, as we just saw before, shor o chamor, the nefilat habor. But this is true also by hafrashat, har Sinai. The din over there was lo tigabo yad, kisako yisakelo yaro yere, im behemah, im ish, lo yechye. So even though it says over there specifically behemah, it doesn't mean specifically behemah. It includes even a chaya, and even ofot. And that's true about tashlumei kefel, where it says al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, even though it specifies those things, that's what you're supposed to pay double for if you steal. Nonetheless, the Torah writes, shor, and we learn from there other barei chayim as well. Of course, we darshan other issues as well from there. The same thing is true about hashavat aveda, even though, as we saw earlier, it says by hashavat aveda, shor achicha oseyo nidachim, and over there it says shor specifically, we're marbe every type of balchai, including chaya and afot. The same thing is true of prika. Prika means, as the pasuk says, ki tir'e chamor sonacha rovitz tachat masa'o, you see a chamor breaking down, and you've got to take everything off of him, he's broken down in the middle of the road. Azov ta'azovimo, now there's also aloha that goes hand in hand with prika, which is called te'ina, where you have to load up the animal after things are fixed, and somebody needs to put things back on, and there we have also a specification which includes everything, even though it says by te'ina, and there it does mention shor, lo tiret chamor achicha o shoro, noflim baderach vitalam tamehem, hakem takim, that then, although it says shor, means anything at all. The same thing is true of chasima, where the Torah said, lo tachsom shor b'disho, when an animal, it mentions a shor specifically, is in the middle of working in the field, and it's doing the daish, it's trampling over things in order to do the winnowing, you must not muzzle it. It has to be able to eat while it works. Even though it mentioned shor, it means any type of animal whatsoever. The same thing is true for kilayim. Now, there's two issues of kilayim. One is mating different species together. On that, it says behem techar lo tarbiya kilayim. So there it says behemah. But it also, there's another element of kilayim, which is the kilayim of drawing a wagon together, a plow together. There it says lo tacharosh b'shor u'bechamor yachdav. There too, even though it mentioned shor v'chamor, the truth is any two species are exactly the same. The same thing is true by Shabbat, even though it says in the pasuk Yom Hashvi Shabbat Hashem Elokecha Atahor Yen Lo Tasek Amalacha Tovin Chovitecha Avdecha V'Amasecha V'Shorcha V'Chamorcha V'Choben Techa. However, the Shor V'Chamor do not mean only Shor V'Chamor. And we're going to see why all of this is true. Wherever it says Shor V'Chamor Behima, the din is that all Behima is included. Not only all Behima, even Chaya, which is a completely different wild animals, non-domesticated, and the Oaf,
Even if an ostrich falls into a boar, it's exactly the same. Why then does it say specifically shor hachamor if it means to expound it into everything? The Torah is talking about the simple case and expands upon it with all of the drushes. Obviously, there's places where it specifies in order to the mamayit other things, all to be discussed later on. So now the Gemara is going to go through every single one of these cases and see why it is that we're going to expand it beyond the word shor, beyond the word chamor, or beyond the word behema, or beyond the word behemtecha, or even for that matter, beyond the word the shor v'chamor and behema together.
Let's go through each one. Nefilat ha-bor. Now, even though it does say by the bor shor or chamor, we just told you. How do we know it refers to anything? Because kesev yashiv lebalav. We just learned that. Kol the ikle balin. Kiryamara. Now, come on, you learned the first half. So, like we said in Amud Aleph. Okay, hafrashat har sinai. Now, when it comes to har sinai, how do we know that it includes everything? Because it says, im beima, im ish, lo yichya. And we know that chaya is included in all types of behemot, because when the Torah asserts, it says, zot ha-behema asher kochem. So it starts explaining what animals you can eat, and it says the following behemot you can eat, and then it talks about ayot, zvi, ve-yachmur. And ayot, zvi, ve-yachmur are examples of non-domesticated animals. And it calls them behemot. So obviously a chaya is taken for granted that it's included in the overall rubric of behemot. So it says, im behema im ish lo yichya. That includes chaya. So chaya b'kla behema avya. Then when it says, im behema im ish, im is coming to be marve, that even for ofot, otso, are included. How about tashlumei keifel? Tashlumei keifel, well, you know that's a famous drasha that we darshan. Al kol dvar pesha. Now, even though it says al shor, al chamor, al se, al salmaz, we just spoke about before, then it closes it with al kol aveda. So we darshan over there, kol aveda. That comes out to tell me, kol dvar, that the halach is over there, is that we're marba over there, kol aveda tachicha. That's marba anything. How about for prika? Well, prika, we learn out the lashon of chamor that appears by Shabbos. It says, Shorcha, B'chamorcha, B'chol Bentecha, are supposed to be Yanuchu. And it says over there, as we just showed you, that includes anything at all. It says B'chol Bentecha, which we're going to be getting to, the Drasha. So too, even though it says Chamor in the story, so it's a reference to B'chol Bentecha. How about Chasima, where it says Shor, Lo Sakshom Shor? Yes, but Shor is Shor the same way it's used by Shabbos. Chamorcha, Shorcha, B'chamorcha, B'chol Bentecha. Okay, how about kilayim? Well, what are we talking about? Kilayim of charisha, is that what you're talking about? You're not allowed to be charesh with a shor and a chamor together. But we learn that out from Shabbos also. Shor, shor mishabbat. There it says kobem techa. Therefore, it means the use of any two different species you cannot use for charisha. If we're talking about mating animals, ikilayim d'harba'ah, well, by Kilayim of Arba'ah, it uses the word Bemtecha. Now, Bemtecha, we learn out from Shabbat that includes ostriches also, which we'll see. And therefore, you cannot mate different species of any type of family. And how do we know that that's true by Shabbat? That it includes the ostriches, the Shabbat, Minolam, the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Amir Mishum, Rabbi Yishmael. Take a look at the description of the contents of the Luchot as it appears in Parashat Yitro, and as it appears in Parashat Ve'etchanan. And there are many significant differences between those two stories of the Divrot. So obviously what the Torah is doing is it's giving us multi-level readings, like the Zohar V'Shamar and so on, multi-level readings of the words. And one of those fascinating, well, we're going to be going on with this tomorrow night too, Bezrat Hashem, analyzing the two Divrot. One of those interesting differences is that in the story of Shabbat, as it's described in Yitro, it says, V'yoma Shvi, Shabbat, Hashem Elokecha, Lo Tasek Omalocha, Atov, Vincho, Vitecha, Abdecha, Ve'amatecha, Uve'emtecha, V'gercha, Asher B'sha'arecha. So over there it says, Ve'emtecha. It doesn't mention anything about no shores of Chamorim. But when you get to Ve'etchanan, you get to the Dibrot Achronot, and there it's talking about the same thing. V'yoma Shvi, Shabbat, Hashem Elokecha, Wow, you're all ready for the continuation of pasuk that you're used to using, as Richie always says it in his kiddush, right? Not quite pronounced exactly the way, but something like that. So it says over there, Ata, Uvincha, Uvitecha, Avdecha, Ve'amatecha, Uh-oh. Instead of saying, it says, v'sharcha, v'chamorcha, what happened? And then it says, v'chol b'emtecha. So what do we have over now in the Dibrot? If you look at the Dibrot together, we have b'emtecha, sharcha, chamorcha, chol b'emtecha. Correct? If you put the two Dibrot together. Okay. So now we're going to darshan like this. First, I'm going to ask you, why do you mention sharcha, v'chamorcha, v'chol b'emtecha? I mean, isn't sharcha v'chamorcha included in kol b'emtecha, for heaven's sakes? So halo shor v'chamor b'klal kol b'emayir v'lama yatzu. Why then do you bother mentioning a shor and a chamor? It must be that they were yatzu lomar lecha, to teach you that mar shor v'chamor amur kan. Just as here by Shabbat, clearly when I say the word shor v'chamor, I mean kol b'emtecha, anything. Chaya v'ov kayotze ben. Afko chaya v'ov kayotze ben. So there is the rule that the word shor v'chamor is used as a model for any type of living being. Now, wait a minute. Don't we have a klal and a prat? We have the dibrot rishonot are a klal, right? So that's behemah, the dibrot rishonot, that's a klal. Then we continue on and we say v'shar v'shor v'chamorcha. So that in the dibrot achronot, that's a prat. So why don't we learn that we now know that the behemtecha that was mentioned in Parshat Yitro wasn't really behemtecha. It was only referring to a shor v'chamor. But if you have an ostrich family, use your ostrich's gesunter heit on your ostrich farm to pull your kid's wagon. I do that in all the cartoons. No, you can't say shor v'chamor ein minyach rein elo amri. How can you say that? Look at the continuation of the Dibrot HaKoron. It says v'chol b'emtecha. So v'chol b'emtecha now turns it into a klal prat or klal. So v'chol b'emtecha the Dibrot HaKoron chazar v'kalal. Now you've got, if you put the two Dibrot together, a klal prat or klal, yata danelake not prat. So it still doesn't make sense. You're saying ma prat before ash ba'alei chayim. That's what you're concluding. A shor and a chamor have a lot stricter common denominator than being living organisms, as we just saw in Amud Aleph. Why not say that ma shor v'chamor, which is the prat, is befurash davashin v'lato betamei b'magal b'masa, which is certainly not true of an oaf. The worst that you can get an oaf is a nivlas oaf tahor, which if you swallow it will be matam. It's certainly not going to be matam b'magal b'masa. So oafot are not included. Aval oafot lo. Same argument we had in Amud Aleph. Why do we need Sharcha v'chamorcha? Write either one. I would still have the same conclusion. If you write me two, you're obviously expanding the common denominator. Okay, fine. Try me out, buddy. Hi, Nichtov. Give me one. Hi, Nichtov Rachmana. Because Ika Rachmana Shor Avamina Korv Legavim Mizbeach and Chen Korv Legavim Mizbeach Lo. As we said, a Shor has an additional common denominator. So the only things that are kosher Mizbeach. Okay, so you say, write Chamor. No. Because Ika Rachmana Chamor Avamina Kadosh Bibchorai. She ain't Kadosh Bibchorai Lo. Therefore, we need to write Shor to tell me that that's not true. But we could still come to the common denominator between a Shor and a Chamor that they are Metame Bibagu Bamas, which excludes the ostriches. Okay, you know what? Forget about it. This is not a klal prat or klal. V'chol b'emtecha is coming to tell me, forget about this being klal-oriented. It's ribuy-oriented. V'chol b'emtecha means anything. What do you mean? Kol doesn't mean anything, my dear sir. Kol, did you notice the relationship between the word kol and klal? Kol means klal. Kol does not mean ribuy. And don't try to tell me that every time it says kol, it means don't look at this as a limited klal prat or klal. It actually is marve anything. That's not true. You're trying to tell me the kol echad v'kol echad v'kol kol. It means a ribuy? Let me show you beferish that we don't darsh as a ribuy. How about by maaser? By maaser, we learn over there, what can you use the money of maaser sheni, that now you took the pharaoh, turned it into money, went up to Yerushalayim, what do you do with the money? Well, over there, we use the word kol as part of a klal prat or klal. It says over there in the Torah, v'natata kesev, you take that money and you use it for bakol asher taveh nafshecha, whatever the heck you want. That's a klal. And then we go on to say, babakar, ubatzon, bayayin ubeshechar. That's a prat. That is ubakol asher tishalcha nafshecha. And anything that you'd like, which is now chazar v'kalal, klal prat or klal, we got aim the klaliyat adan eloket aprat ma aprat mufurash pri mi pri vigdule karka. Just like everything we have over here is something that comes from something else that is born from another organism. Okay, so whether you're talking about the vegetable kingdom, you have over here yayin that comes from a pre that grows on a tree. You squeeze it, out comes the yayin. Does it come from nowhere? Mashein kein, you cannot use meiser money to buy mushrooms. Because spores come from nowhere. So they're not called primipri. Not only that, they don't grow on the ground. They maybe grow on the ground, but they don't grow from the ground, huh? Amazing. So this, now, you may have noticed that this cloth protocol begins with a call and ends with a call. And you're trying to tell me that a call tells you right off the bat, hey, don't darshan the cloth protocol. Ah, come on. So you say, well, wait. It doesn't say call. It says ba-call. Now I say, ba-call is a cloth. But kol is a ribui. We know how important that is from our Birkat HaMazon. Bakol, mikol, kol. Each one of the avot was given a different type of kol, and obviously those kol are different depending on which av you're talking about. So we have three separate brachas. Bakol, mikol, and kol. Therefore comes the Gemara to say, what do you bring me a right from bakol to kol? So kol indeed is much more general, and therefore violates the standards of kol protocol. It becomes a ribui. Ba-kol, the very word means, from that which is included within, ba-kol. Obviously, that's far more limited than saying everything. You're already indicating that you're referring to a set that has particular members when you say ba-kol, correct? So, of course, ba-kol, it shouts out to you loud and clear, kol protocol. But kol comes to tell me, I just said everything. Will you stop, drain me a cup? I say everything and you start playing games with, well, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by that? I said what I mean. I mean everything. But kol is a ribui. Oh, you know what? Maybe kol would be a klal. But this kol is not a klal. Maybe in general kol could also be a klal, but kol nami klalu, mu. Hai kol dahacha. This kol is not a klal. It's got to be ribui. Oh, that's very convenient. How do you explain that? Why do you think I'm just talking through my head? Because, look, minami le mikhtav uvem techa. The way in which we said the klal, you're talking about a klal protocol of the dibrot arishonot over there. What time are we meaning? I can tell you from my list of times that last year at this time of the year we had already moved up to 8, and a number of people did not show up last week on time. Apparently 7:30 is problematic. Therefore, I suggest that we move up to 8, or at least a quarter to 8. What would you say, gentlemen?
Aye.
Okay, that gives us one aye. Don't bring the ostrich with you, please. We're giving you enough time to get everything back into its cage. 8, I think, would be fine. Yeah, for some people, it's a quarter to 8. Like Richie. Quarter to 8.
Okay. I'm
going to
be out of town anyway.
Three more lines, but people can't wait for three more lines. We got to go. Life is so short. Where are you going to be able to fit in this daf if not now?
Three more lines.
Come on. Well, a little exaggeration. 10 more lines. I mean, it's all good shot. So I'll tell you why. Because look, the Dibrot HaRishonot said Bem Techa. Didn't say anything about Kol Bem Techa. You wouldn't have a Klal Protocol. Bem Techa, Shor V'chamor V'Bem Techa. What are you throwing in the word Kol Bem Techa? So Midahavi Leila Mitzav U'V'Em Techa. Kirechti B'Dibrot HaRishonot. And instead you write V'Kol Bem Techa. So Shmami, you know that you're trying to go beyond the concept of the Klal that you already used in the very equation of Klal Protocol. So you're telling me, therefore, contextually, that this Kol is not a Klal. This Kol is coming to go beyond the Klal. That's why I'm saying it's a ribui. Okay, so now that you're saying it's a ribui, Ashtar Kol is ribuyehu. So now, what is the point of Darshan? Why was the Torah talking about the Bem Techa? Why was the Torah talking about the Shor V'chamor? So the Bem Techa in the Dibrot HaRishonot, which is limiting. I mean, we've got a Kol Bem Techa, which is ultimately expansive in the Dibrot HaRishonot. Why in the world did the Torah bother writing Bem Techa in the Dibrot HaRishonot? And why did it bother writing Shor V'chamor in the Dibrot HaRishonot? Lomali. Oh, you know the answer to that, sir. Shor. What shor for? You said that. If it wouldn't have been for this shor, I would have thought that when it says lo tachsom shor b'dishor, means only a shor. So I need the shor in the dibrot to teach me shor shor l'chassima. Remember? You're asking what chamor? Oh, chamor, when it came to prika, the Torah only mentions a chamor. How do you know that it doesn't mean only a chamor? From Har Sinai. So that was coming to tell me chamor, chamor l'prika. Behem Techa. How do you know? Why do I need Behem Techa? You already said it. How do we know that when the Torah says Lo Tarbiya Behem Techa Kilai, that it means any Behema? Maybe it means only the Behemot that are mentioned in the parsha of drawing your wagon with Kilayim? We learn it out from Behem Techa that is said by Har Sinai. So Behem Techa comes to tell me by Kilayim.
Asks the Gemara, if that's true, if you're going to use Shabbos as the Makor for the Yisr Kilayim that's Becharisha as well, So then the Makor on Shabbos obviously includes Adam as well. It is Yom HaShvi'i Shabbat HaShem Elokecha. Lo ta'aseh kol melacha, ata uvincha, uvitecha, avdecha, v'yamascha, v'shorcha, v'chamorcha, and so on. So that means that we put together Adam with the behemoth, which ought to mean that you are not allowed to work together with an animal in drawing a plow. Now, I mean, we know that that's the constant, is that Adam works together with his animals, and it's always been considered to be mutter, as it says Beferish in the Mishnah. Allah Matanan, why does it say when it comes to the Yisur of having two different species work together, it says Adam mutar in kulam, that a human can be mixed with any other species when it comes to lacharosh v'nimshof, when it comes to actually plowing or drawing a wagon or whatever it is. There is no problem over here. Omar of Papa, or if Papa points out, ha, you know, it's only you guys who don't come from Papa Town, because there was a city called Papunya, and playing a little game over here, if Papa playfully says, anybody who comes from Papaville, or Papunai, they are Yadei Taim El Amil, that I can explain very well why it is that Adam is not Aser in Kilayim for Mashiach and Harisha. When I'm saying Papunai, you know what I mean? Umano Rav Achab Bar Yaakov, who came, or used to live in the town of Papunya, and actually, what he explained was that Rav Achab Bar Yaakov says Omar Kra by Shabbos, if you look carefully, which is the Makor of including Adam together with the other behemoth. So over there, after it lists everybody, and it says the Behemtecha and so on, it specifies Leman Yanuach Avdecha V'Amatecha Kamocha. In other words, the Hekesh over here, the Behema, is similar to the Eved V'Yama. That Adam is included only for one thing, and that is Leman Yanuach, Lahanacha, only for the Din HaMenucha from Lachan Shabbati Kashtiv, and it's for that alone that the comparison works, but not for anything else, for love of the Baracher, and therefore it does not provide a Makor for Kelayim. The only thing that is compared is Kol Behemtecha to the Chamor V'Shor, as we've already seen, and that explains why we could expand all of the cases in the Mishnah, whether it be Hafrasha, whether it be Kefal Hashor, Vasaveda, Pri, Kateina, Chasima, and Shabbos, and so on. All of those things indeed include everything. The only thing is that the Adam is not included.
Daf Nun Dalet. Nafala Tocho Shor V'Kelav Nishtavru Chamor V'Kelav Nikro. Mat Nitin Delok, Rabbi Yehuda D'Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on Iske Kelim Bevor. By time of the Rabbanon, the Yomar Rav Nofar Shem Ashor Chamor, Shor Velo Adam Chamor Velo Kelim. Reb Yehuda, O Chamor Velo Rabot Ata Kelim. Rabbanon, all I need lechalek. Reb Yehuda lechalek. It says v'nafal lo sheni ochi nafka. Rabbanon, nafal kamin tuva mashma. Why not say ema v'nafal klal Shor v'chamor prat klal prat ema klal v'mashma prat Shor v'chamor imi deachrin lo. Amrei ba'ala bor yishalem. Chazar v'kolal, klal prat uklal dirat dan elekena prat, ma prat mefurash ba'alei chayim avko ba'alei chayim. Ay, why not say ma prat mefurash davar shenivlatam betamah b'magah u'masa, avko davar shenivlatam betamah b'magah u'masa v'lofot lo, im kein nichtav rachmona chad prat. Really now, hay nichtav. Ika tafshor, avam yedav kekorav l'mizbeach, in sheno kar l'deyach lo, Because Rachman Chamor, Vikat Rachman Chamor, Ava Mina Kaddish Bevchora, and Shein Kaddish Bevchora Lo, Elo Makro, Vameti Elo, Kol De Bar Mita. Wait a minute, now that you said, you just reminded me. Ben Lo Rabbonim to come and Mayat Lu Kalim, Ben Lo Rabbinu to come Marbe Lu Kalim, Kalim, Kalim Bnei Mita, Nino. Yeah, why not? Amish Viratan, Zoe Mita Tan. Ulo Rav, Yamar Bor Shechiva, Alav Torah, Zdav Kalahava, Lo, Velo, Vachavato, How do you explain this Kalim business? So Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbuta, Kalim, B'nei Avala, Ninu. Yeah, why not? B'chadati, the Mitke Me'avla. Haiva Meiti Elo, we just said that we're in B'Goyle Likid Aroga. The Omer Ava Shor, Psulei Abugdashim, Shinafalu Bor Patur, Shinamar Va Meiti Elo, Dafka B'Misha, Meichel O, Yotze Psulei Amakdashim, Zeshena Meichel O, Elo Amakro, Kesev Yashiv Leva Alav, L'Rabot Kol, the Itle Ba'alim. That's the whole point. But now, why do we need Chamor? Chamor my memayit be. Ela marava, you're right. This is a standing mystery. Chamor in bor, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the word said in the pasuk about Veda, L'divrei Hakol, remain still difficult ad hayom. Nofal l'tocho shor cheresh shote v'katan chayav. My shor cheresh shote v'katan. You know, shor shel cheresh, shor shel shote, shor shel katan. So what would you be saying? A shor shel abikeach is potter. That's absurd. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, shor shehu cheresh, shor shu shote, shor shu katan. So what are you saying? That a normal shor you're potter on? Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it's lomi boikom. Lomi boy, a shor which is a pikeach, you'd be chayav. You might think a shor cheresh shote v'katan. You could claim that your boar didn't cause the damage. It's its own stupidity that caused the damage. Shechashu togo malo or katnu togo marlo. Therefore, I should be potter. Kamashul Omalei Ravach Loravina Vatanya nafala tocho bardat potter. My love shor bardat. Omalei lo adam. It's only an adam bardat your potter. You're telling me an adam who's not a bardat you would be chayev. It says in the Torah shor below adam. And my bendat min bendat. Omalei Vatanya nafala tocho shor bendat potter. Elamar Rava. Shorvu chere, shorvu shote, shorvu katan, davka your chayama. Avo shorvu bikeach, potter by taima, di boile li iunium ezal. Tanya na miyochi, nofalatofu shor, chere, shote, katan, suma, umahalach balaila, chayam. Bora bikeach, umahalach balayom, potur. Echad shovi echad kobeima, whether we're talking about the sugya of nefilas or bor. Whether we're talking about Afroshes Har Sinai, whether we're talking about Tashlume Kefa, Hashavat Aveda, Prika, Chasima, Kilayim, Shabbos, and even Chayava of Kayot Sebehem, Im Kain Loman Emar Shorach Hamor, Tibarakatuv Bobe. When it's Filat Abor, we just learned out. Kesav Yeshiva Ba'alav, Kodi Te Ba'alim Kin Amor. La Afroshet Har Sinai, Be'imai Mish Lo Yechie, Be'chayav Echlo Be'imahavya. Im is Marbe even a foot. The Tashlumi Kefel, Kiramina. A cold var pesha, klal, cold var peshia. La Shabbat Aveda, the kol Aveda Tachita. Le Frika, Yalef Hamor Hamor Mishabbat. Le Kasima, Yalef Shor Shor Mishabbat. Le Kilayim, well, if you're talking about Kilayim de Harisha, Yalef Shor Shor Mishabbat. If you're talking about Kilayim of Harba, Yalef Behemtecha Behemtecha Mishabbat. And how do we know? By Shabbat Milon, the Tanya of Yesu Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Bidi brota rishonot nema avdecha amatcha v'emtecha. Bidi brota achronot nema vishorcha v'chamorcha v'cho v'emtecha. V'alo shor v'chamor v'chal cho v'ma hayu. V'lama yatsu lomar l'cha ma shor v'chamor ha'mur kan. Chaya v'ov kayotze behen. Avko chaya v'ov kayotze behen. Ema behemot dibrot rishonot klal shor v'chamor chedibrot achronot prat klal oprat im bechal alamash beprat shor v'chamor im miri achrinu lo amri v'chol behem techa dibrot achronot chazar v'kala klal prat v'klal yata danel akin aprat ma prat v'furash ba'alei chayim avko ba'alei chayim. And why not say ma prat v'furash davar shenivlato metame b'magu b'masa avko davar shenivlato metame b'magu b'masa but ofot not. No, but that's in Kay Nichtav Rachmana Chad Prata. Indeed. Which one? Hi Nichtav Rachmana. Shall we start with Shor? Okay. Ikatochana Shor. Avin a Karabu Gabi Mizbeachim. Shein a Karabu Gabi Mizbeachlo. Katav Rachmana Chamor. Shall we write Chamor? Ikatav Rachmana Chamor. Avin a Kadosh Bivachorai. Shein Kadosh Bivachorolo. Katav Rachmana Shor. Ela Vichol Ben Techas a Ribui, not a Klaw. Indeed, that kol echad kol. It's a ribui and not a klal. How come by meiser where it says kol, and where dorish it is a klal or pratechit? Minatata akesed bechol asher taven afshecha klal, babakar batzonu v'yainu v'shechar prat, uvchol asher tishalcha nafshecha chazav v'cholal, klal pratu klal liatadan elegin aprat, ma prat beforash primi primi gidule karka, afko primi primi gidule karka. Amre, excuse me, Bako is a claw, but Kol is a reboy. Iboitema, ingenious. Iboitema, Kol could also be a claw. Mio Haikol Da'acha is definitely a reboy. Mira Avelil Michta for the Emtecha, exactly as it said, but Yibrota Rishonot, you go out of your way and write Kol Be'emtecha. Shema Mina Ribuye. Anyway, Hashli Amre Kol Ribuye. So then, what's the point of the Be'emtecha, the Dibrot HaRishonot, and the Shor HaChamor of the Dibrot HaAchronot? Amre, you know the answer to that, my friend. Shor is lagmure shor shalakasima. Chamor is lagmure chamor chamor laprika. Behemtecha is lagmure behemtecha behemtecha lakilayim. Ah, but if that's the case, you have to have Adam mitzah. Alamatran Adam mutarim kulam lacharosh v'limshoch. Amrath papa papunai yadei taimit al milta. I'm referring to Rav Shmuel Yaakov. Omakra lebanya nuach avdecha v'yamhatecha kamolcha. Hello, the Davar Acher.